Well, according to USDA, 2% of Michigan's corn has been harvested for grain, 39% harvested for silage, and 2% of the state's soybeans are harvested. Joining us is Bart Marshall, a field sales representative for Channel Seed from Hillsdale County. And Bart, I would imagine that farmers in your neck of the woods are already hitting the fields and getting harvest underway.
Yes, CJ, we have. It's so early ahead of normal. We're at least 2 weeks ahead of normal. I would agree with some of the numbers you're talking about. We're a little farther ahead on some areas. Normally, this time of year, we're just starting into silage. And right now, I would say that Southern Michigan is 70% finished on corn silage. Grain corn has been started, but for those few growers trying to capture the early corn market, you know, the premiums in the ethanol market or anything along those lines that planted a abnormally early hybrid for their area, those hybrids are going to be run here probably within the next, get started here in the next few days. And then soybeans, by this time next week, 7 days from now, likely that almost every farmer in Southern Michigan will have their combine in their soybean fields. The crop is progressing really fast from obviously heat stress, and guys are working hard and fast and furious on their dryers, on their combines, and working to speed up the preparation for a big harvest season.
Bart, you mentioned the heat stress. Have you seen any other pressures or quote-unquote hiccups that have caused any sort of delay to the start of this harvest season so far?
We do have some isolated small areas, spots where tar spot has settled in, but we're far enough along now with the corn crop. We're in a lot of cases 3 weeks from having black layer in a lot of acres where farmers will be able to harvest, and tar spot's not going to affect that a lot, you know, maybe 10% or 15% on grain fill in dry down at this point. There's a lot of firing. The plants have run out of nitrogen, the corn plants, and a lot of that is due to early rains and a lot of the wet weather we had. We had a couple isolated real heavy water, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 inch type rainfall events go across the area. And those farmers that have lighter soils in those areas, sandier soils, that corn is fired up 2 feet, 3 feet up from the ground right now. So it's run out of fertility. So that's speeding up the corn. We call it senescence, but it's corn itself drying down and turning brown. So it's shutting down pretty significantly right now. Tar spot, though, has been pretty limited overall. The nitrogen loss has been a big deal. And I think we had a lot of shallow roots on our crops because of all that early rain. They didn't root down normally. So this heat stress here at the end is starting to really take its toll.
I understand, Bart, that with tar spot, there is some concern about lodging, stalk lodging when it comes to harvest. Is that right?
Yeah, it depends on how far along that tar spot is. But it also, when a plant gets tar spot, it also opens it up to other diseases as well. So any plants that might have had prolonged wet soils without adequate traits or without adequate seed treatment or without adequate early season fungicides, those stalks could be in jeopardy in terms of lodging. These hybrids that we are all coming out with now are designed to produce tremendous amounts of grain. And if the plant is dry, if the plant is starving or not getting the food that it needs from the soil, it will take it out of the stalk and put it into the grain. And so you are correct. There is a chance for lodging. And I would encourage all farmers out there, probably most of them know how to do a lodge test, but if you just stand in the middle of the row and push the stalk at arm's length, put your hand at about chest high and push that stalk over and see if it buckles. And if it kinks and buckles, that means within a week or two, you need to be in there with a combine getting that corn out of the field so it doesn't lodge.
Once again, Bart Marshall, field sales representative for Southern Michigan with Channel Seed. Bart, thank you so much for joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, CJ.